Is one of the excuses that you use for not pursuing therapies that you know in your heart, soul, and mind will make a huge difference to how you feel today and tomorrow and next week and next month, that you don't have the money that is necessary in order to be able to pursue this particular therapy or modality? Really? Is that really the case? Or is this your devious mind sabotaging your ability to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's? It's a great excuse. You could look into your bank account and you can say, no, I can't write a check today because the money is simply not there. We can use our logical minds to say, nope, can't do it. And yet if we step back, we can say to ourselves, wait a minute. What's really important here to me? How am I really spending my money? What really is important for me to commit? After all, are there possibly items that you are purchasing that you don't actually need to have? Is it possible that by not purchasing those, you would have all the money that you need in order to pursue the therapy that you need to pursue? There are loans. There are, of course, credit cards. Perhaps part of you says, no, it's not my way to go into debt, and perhaps that's a smart decision to make. But also, maybe it's the case that it will be helpful today to go into a little bit of debt just so you can pursue a particular therapy or a particular health professional that will be incredibly helpful. The better you feel, the stronger you are, the more vocal your voice, the clearer your thinking, the more money you're going to be able to make. So it's all a vicious cycle. I only ask you to consider today whether or not you use not having enough money as an excuse, and to acknowledge that this may be a thought form that your subconscious is using to sabotage yourself. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a magnificent day today.